Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Episode 108, Roundtable for the week of April 9th, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
I'm Robert Suma.
No, Manjo Banjo.
Dang. Got it right. Thank you for joining us.
You're like, dang, you got it right.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You know
okay,
your name.
Sorry.
Awesome.
I'm Mrs. Liquid Life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have Robert Sumer from Suma, from destructoid.com, and Anjo Banjo from Anjo Banjo Arts. Did I say that right this time?
Anjo Art.
No, Android.
Art.
It was Destructoid. I think we talked before once, but I'm not sure.
Well, Destructoid is pretty big.
Yeah.
Maybe in a previous life.
Dime a dozen, honey.
Like, you were a leaf. He was a ladybug or something.
Dime a dozen, honey.
Dime a dozen. Yeah, Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and Destructoid? I mean, they've exploded into the scene within the past year, and I've had the pleasure of reading I don't know if it's a pleasure to meet Rod Workman in person, but
no, not a pleasure.
But me and Ron, we talk constantly, and he actually told me that I wouldn't be able to get you on, and then like right after he said that, you replied, so I kind of had to rub it in his face a little bit. But
I had to go around my agent for that one.
I really appreciate it, and everybody in Podtacular would like to know a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a tourist. I like
so
long
am
walks
I.
on the beach, and I'm the executive editor of Destructoid.com, which is, if you don't know, the best video game website on the internet, noobs. And, I've been a journalist. I graduated with a journalism degree, and I've been a journalist ever since I graduated. And I've been in the gaming journalism field for about 3 years now. Before that, I got on the interwebs. I worked at Metro, Metro US in New York City. That's pretty much it. And now I run Destructoid, the editorial side of it, basically, and just kick all kinds of ass all over the internet, basically. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, you were also on G4 TV quite a few times. You actually told me you were doing something with Jeff, who's formerly from G4.
Yeah, I do like TV stuff every once in a while, and other like internet at TV. And I didn't do anything with Jeff Keighley specifically.
Okay.
I was in San Diego recently at like a panel he was at. He's actually a big fan of the site as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I just talked to him every once in a while, but I didn't do anything with him in particular.
Oh, okay. You were also on Epileptic TV.
Epileptic Gaming.
Epileptic Gaming. Yeah. That's pretty sweet, man. Yeah, you guys, I mean...
Epileptic Gaming?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
EpilepticGaming.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. They I've seen a few episodes, and they're internet, I guess you call it a video blog type thing, but I mean...
It's basically like a television show. They do. They recently expanded it to 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Every night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And basically, it's like a somewhat interactive internet gaming show through Stick'em. But if you go to epilepticgaming.com, you'll be able to go straight to their video through there. But I definitely encourage everyone to check it out. It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's really
and they're
high
good friends,
quality and everything.
They're good friends of Destructoid and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cooler on 5 nights really a week like that. That's something else, man, for an internet show.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's very well done.
Yeah, I give it that, man. Very good quality and everything. So, Anjo, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mrs. Halo fan.
don't get me started.
Last time we spoke in the Viva Pinata show, you had a little tirade about Halo 2, but you know, we all forgive you.
That's great, because you know, I respect you guys liking Halo, and it's cool that you guys respect that I diss Halo.
It's funny, here we are, the Halo Universe podcast, and we got someone that hates Halo on the show. Nice.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, I don't hate it, you know, I mean, it's just not
your
my
style.
Type of gaming. Oh, yeah, I'm more laid back. I like to do a little bit more. I've started actually going back a lot to MMORPG.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it's so laid back because, you know, except for working all day long from home, I can work all day long in another world too.
I heard.
Just sit there and dig for rocks.
I heard you were playing the beta version of the new Senjaya RPG that they're going to have out.
Senjaya? Tales of Pirates?
What pirates? Senjaya, American Idol, man.
God, no. No. I tried the beta for Tales of Pirates, though, and it's actually pretty entertaining if you were into the classic style MMORPG with the graphics of Secret of Mana, for instance.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty
neat. Do you realize if Senjaya wins, the American Idol is null and void?
I know, man.
Do you realize that the producers realized that? And there's a reason he wasn't in the top three last night.
Mm. Oh, really? Why? Did you just wanted to take attention?
I think the producers realized that if he wins, that show is done. Like, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
No one will ever take it seriously again.
That's pretty
so
much
I don't,
all these websites are aiming for.
I don't know who is in charge of, like, who gets the final votes and everything, but I guarantee you it's only, like, maybe a couple people. And I guarantee you the producers are the ones that are going to stop him from winning.
Yeah, there's going to be, like, veto power going on.
Senjaya gets assassinated.
See, I don't watch American Idol.
That's because you're not American.
I love watching the tryouts for American Idol. That's my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
Because even most of them sing better than my husband.
Oh, it's did well with Senjaya on. It's like a long-lasting
Yeah.
I like Taylor Hicks.
Dude, how are we going to talk about American Idol?
I know, right? This has become the topic of the Senjaya show.
That's all.
Off topic.
Fumo, give us a little rundown while I do the beatbox in the background.
So we got the... So we got the roundtable show. We're talking about this week. We're talking about the new Halo 2 maps coming out, which everyone's, I'm sure, really excited about, except Andrew Banjo. And we have the Xbox 360 Elite coming out soon.
I'm so original.
And we have the new Xbox support agreement going on, which is really interesting. So we've got a lot of stuff to talk about this episode. We're going to get obviously more into excruciating detail on the Halo 2 maps when we've played it, and you know, we have some strategies to share and everything else like that. So but for now, it's kind of first impressions based on what Bungie showed us on screenshots, on articles on Bungie.net and other things, and some good stuff here.
Now before we begin, Robert, I did read your blog when the Halo 2 maps were announced, and you did mention something interesting about the Halo 3 beta. You know, like, in other words, you were saying, okay, this is all fine and dandy and everything, but where's the Halo 3 beta?
I mean, yeah.
In your opinion, do you think this was kind of like a way to sidetrack us? I mean, was
exactly.
The beta supposed to be out first and then the maps come out?
Well, the beta had... I don't ever know how much I can say to other people.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
The beta has been delayed at least twice now. And I don't understand why even people are getting excited about the Halo 2 maps. I mean, you could tell our readers were kind of saying the same thing. It's like, well, who cares about these, you know, Halo 2 maps? It's kind of a stopgap for the beta that keeps getting delayed.
Yeah.
So I think that... Microsoft's probably doing a lot of internal testing right now. It's keep getting delayed because they understand it's going to be an influx of people, and if there's any hiccups whatsoever, it's going to be bad press for about 2 weeks. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't really care about the Halo 2 maps. I mean, I stopped playing a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I played Halo 2 a lot that first year or so.
So you're a fan then?
Yeah, I'm a fan. I have since moved on. I mean, I'm not gonna.
You know, I think. I think most of our listeners have, and I think most of the people in the forums have as well. You know, there's still plenty of people that play Halo 2 now and then, and some people will play it on a regular basis. You know, God bless you guys to stick around.
But don't get me wrong. I love Halo, and it's definitely one of my – the original Halo is what got me back into console gaming in the first place.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're sending out maps now, it doesn't really affect me.
Yeah, sure. I mean – for those that don't know, is Desolation, which is a remake of which map, Fumo Jeff?
Oh, man, put me in the spot here.
Yeah.
It's Derelict.
Okay, and Hang 'em High, but it's called...
Tombstone,
yes. So, I mean, Tombstone's going to be, probably the favorite of the two. But and also, it's also $4, which isn't too bad. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to see the beta out already. I mean, you know, make that leap into next gen already. But, I mean, this gives, Halo 2 some longevity, a little,
It's a Master Chief conspiracy.
Well, that's cool. And I can appreciate you guys' opinion on that. Myself, I'm really excited about these new Halo 2 maps because, I mean, honestly, they didn't have to do it. You know, they could have. I really don't think necessarily it's just a stopgap. To push people off until the Halo 3 beta is ready, just because it's been planned for a really long time. And really, I think these Halo 2 maps are extremely late. I think they should have had them a lot earlier. Nonetheless, we're getting them now, and they're $4. They're not crazy expensive. It would have been nicer if they're free, but they put a lot of time and effort into them. So, I don't mind playing, paying for maps on a game that is just
why
fantastic.
Were they making? But why are they making Halo 2 maps when they should be concentrating on Halo 3?
Well, that's the thing. That's a good question. But
do you
the
think
thing
there's
is,
still a Halo 2 team?
No. That's the thing is that the guys from Certain Affinity broke away from Bungie and started a new gaming studio, and they went and made these maps independently from Bungie. So it does not impact the timeline of Halo 3 at all. But a lot of people are on that wondering that same thing, like, what the heck, we're moving on, let's get to Halo 3. But but then again, there's still like 24,000 people a day plus that play Halo 2, so
but the funny thing I remember back then was they said that these maps were going to be 360 exclusives, and now they're available for both the Xbox and the 360. So I mean, I wonder what happened with that. It's kind of like, they kind of left that information out on purpose. I guess they kind of hoped that people would forget about it. And I thought, as a marketing ploy, it was a good idea.
Yeah.
To get, finally get those people that are sticking with the Duke controller to finally, give them a reason to switch over. But yeah. I mean, maybe.
Well, speaking of, do you think it's a problem that Microsoft hasn't put out an adapter so people can use the original Xbox controller on their 360? Because I know a lot of Halo 2 players refuse to play on the 360.
They refuse to, and they refuse to even give it a shot.
Right.
I'm surprised they haven't, and I'm surprised. Well, I'm not surprised that a third party company hasn't done it, because I remember hearing an interview where they said the dashboard button, you need that functionality there, and I wouldn't be surprised if they eventually come out with like a...
But not for Halo 2, not when you're playing an Xbox game, because you can't go on the dashboard anyway, right?
No, you can't. I mean, you can just check your time. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they come out with like a Halo-exclusive controller. Maybe the X or the Duke, and add that X button in there, the dashboard button in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it would sell like hotcakes, and, it would give MLG players also... a smooth transition with the controller as well.
Exactly. It's the pro players that won't switch. They're going to stick with that Xbox controller.
That's going to be a problem.
But you see, it's odd, though, that they didn't save those maps for Halo 3, because, when I think about it, almost every shooter online version game, that's come out always have too few maps. People always complain, not enough maps, like with Perfect Dark Zero,
Yeah.
People were angry. Perfect Dark
Zero had other problems.
It had other problems, but I'm just saying.
You could have a whole show about the problems on Perfect Dark Zero, dude.
Oh, God. Awful game.
Yeah. But
I mean, this from non-shooters, too, you know? Project Gotham Racing 2 didn't have enough maps. People were fairly disappointed with that. And, you know, so I'm surprised.
It doesn't matter how many maps you have out for any game. Somebody's going to complain about something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
But that's, you know,
it depends
that's
on how loud they complain.
That's the thing, though, is that it was a separate, you know, it was a separate deal. It was a separate company doing this. You know, they'd already been contracted to do it. It came out, I think that as far as the, you know, the marketing side of it goes, is like, you know, they obviously originally wanted to do this to get Halo 2 players to switch over to the 360. But, you know, by the time these come out, it's just plain too late. You know, you got Halo 3 beta on the horizon, probably right around the corner from the Halo 2 maps. And that's what's going to get people to go to the 360, not the Halo 2 maps. So because of that, probably because of that, and then a combination between that and the technology issues that come into play between offering it both on Xbox One and the 360 is, you know, is just kind of like them going, all right, forget it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems like it to me anyway.
I'm going to read a comment here that somebody had sent in. It was on this, and this week I'm going to say his name right. Rocktard. last week I said his name, like, I called him Rocktard 3 times. Anyway, so Rocktard, he says, about the new Halo 2 maps, I really hope that the new maps come accompanied by an update that fixes all of the shiz that goes on with Halo 2 and the Xbox 360. I can't even load any of the maps, and it's freaking babamming my chestnuts off. So, yeah, that's all I got to say. Peace out. Peace out, Venus, Weenus, Genus, Venus, Hyenas, Masters. Damn.
Wow.
He loves the word Enus. So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, I'm sure, I mean, they can't do too much because, after all, it's the same engine, you know, the same Halo 2 engine, and it's still emulated by software.
Right.
So, I mean, there's still going to be a little trouble here and there. But, hey, you know, if you have the original Xbox, you don't have to worry about it. But, unfortunately, you know, I don't. So.
I mean, honestly, do you want them to be fixing Halo 2 or do you want them to be working on Halo 3?
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, still, after 2 years, giving us 2 new maps, so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's something, and you better believe that people are going to come back to play it. I mean, whether it be 1 week or, you know, 3 months, whatever, I mean, people are going to come back to play it.
So, can we talk real quick about, you know, some of the, like, what these maps are about and, like, some of the details on them real quick? Because, like, you know, recently Bungie had an article on, in fact, they had, I think, a total of 3 articles on this. They had an article, and then they had an article announcing him, and then they had an article giving details about him, and then they had an interview with the guy that runs Certain Affinity talking about the maps as well. So now we got some pretty good details, at least on Tombstone, and, well, actually on both of them, come to think of it. And, you know, it seems, I mean, it seems like these are really good maps. You know, you got the Hang'em High, where you got the, instead of the ramps to the bases, you have like gravity boosters going up.
Okay.
So because that will get rid of like what like the death trap of those ramps are with no like wall on the opposite side. So it's just wide open to BR shots all the way up. So, you know, that, and then the new look for it where it's got an open sky and it's kind of in a industrial area.
It's kind of like when they remade City Street Large for Rainbow Six Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice eye candy to see, you know, a great map, you know, re-upped. And like I said, I mean, Hang'em High was like one of the best Halo maps for multiplayer. So, I mean, did you read anything about the Easter eggs and stuff like that? Supposedly, you know, a little surprise here and there that they're going to have thrown in there?
Well, we got a little bit of that sent in the comments a little bit down here, but I mean, I read that there was going to be some, but I don't know what they are necessarily, except for what was sent in here, but we shall see. But hey, what do you think about... What do you guys think about Desolation? Anybody got any info opinions on that?
See, my husband broke our Halo 2 CD in a fit of rage. You know, so even if I wanted to download the maps, I couldn't. Because I can't play them.
Yeah. I mean, he
I can't
thought
believe
it was
he
a,
did that, though.
He thought it was a slice of bologna. Threw it against the wall.
Well, we got
no,
other stuff.
He thought it was
can...
one of my DVD movies. Like, oh no, I broke Halo.
Well, I mean, as far as Desolation is concerned, I didn't really, you know, I'm guilty of not reading up too much about it. Well, I know it's a remake of one of the older maps as well. So
yeah. Well, let me mention something on that then, because I really like the older map that this is based on Halo 1. I played this a pretty good deal because it was
isn't
just
that the most popular Halo map.
Hang 'em High was the most popular, as far as I know. Okay. Sidewinder probably second to that, and a lot of people have said, "Well, what the heck, man? What about Sidewinder? Why don't you make if you're going to remake a Halo 1 map, why don't you remake Sidewinder?" But the thing is,
yeah,
is that Containment was kind of the spiritual successor, like as if it's spiritual, to Sidewinder. I mean, come on, you know, that term is just like overused. But anyway, it is the successor in a way to Sidewinder in that, you know, it goes around almost at a 90-degree angle. It's on snow. It's, you know, it's got a a lot of this similar features. So so that covers that. But Desolation, what's cool about that is that they took a map from Halo 1 that was okay. They made some tweaks to it and realized it was a freaking awesome map. And what they did was they put ramps up to the upper level on Desolation there. They also have a gravity lift that goes up from the lower level to the upper level, so that you know, you can more easily get up there and not have to. It doesn't confuse everybody with the warp zones all over the place. You know, I think that's going to be a really good map, because what's cool about that is that there's kind of like quadrants going on, and plus there's like lots of cover areas. So it's a small map, but it's much more like competitive oriented as opposed to Warlock, where you have you know, there's too much long range really battles going on Warlock when there shouldn't be necessarily on that small of a map.
Yeah, that's a small map, yeah, for all that, you know.
So that's what's cool about Desolation is that there's, you know, with that big central area and with a lot of the obstructions going on around and the hallways on the upper level and things like that, and even on the some of the barriers on the lower level, there makes for a lot of cover, but some good short to mid-range battles. That's going to be, I think, really awesome. So I'm looking forward to that.
Sweet. Yeah.
You know what I think about intimate maps?
Yeah. What?
It just gives.
I'm scared to ask
it
what, but
gives
what?
You... It means that you, Fumo, and JVB will be a little bit more closer than you usually are. That's what I say about intimate maps.
Please.
See, I like big maps. I like to.
And I cannot lie.
I like to stretch.
She likes the big. She likes the big. She don't want that small.
Yeah,
that
she small.
Those old brothers can't deny.
Okay, let's not go there. No, but seriously, I like open spaces. I don't want to feel trapped and, you know, and limited. That's why I don't like smaller maps.
I just don't like people that all they do is just snipe the whole time. That's the only my only problem with the huge maps. There's just snipers all over the place.
See, that's why I play MMORPGs.
Oh, yeah, I don't play them because they're absolutely boring.
I don't play them because I don't want a video game to interrupt my real life. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
I got a 2-hour freaking instance going on, and my wife's like, hey, well, dinner's ready. I'm like, I'm in the middle of an instance. Shut up!
I don't want to fall asleep. That's basically why I don't play.
Aww.
I hear that.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, die because I didn't urine and you know.
Urine?
Is urine's a verb now?
Poop and stuff.
Is that a new verb?
Urine. Urine.
Well, you know, each is different. I'm just saying I thought about small intimate maps.
Nah, you made it sound romantic.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound romantic, doesn't it?
Small intimate maps for the Halo fan. All right, so wow, we really went on about that one. It almost felt like the olden days, didn't it, Fumo?
Yeah, man.
But I mean, should we move to the Elite, or I mean,
we could do. Alrighty. Let's do one or two more, and let's wrap this puppy up and get on the next one. All
right. So
I guess I'll do
pick one.
Who's up? Did you already? All right, it's my turn.
You are. Yeah, I won.
All right. Yeah, so Jesus Freak says, I'm so excited about the new maps, especially Tombstone. I was disappointed with the other maps because Wizard was remade instead of Hang'em High. It wasn't Wizard. Which is like my second favorite Halo map of all time. About the new support champion, which actually, you know, we'll get to that part later, a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. So let me do the next one as well. Only UPS says, hey there, guys, I'm glad there's finally some hard detail about these new maps. Bungie sure is guaranteeing Halo 2 another year of popularity. Let's hope these new maps live up to the hype. And just a quick question, does anyone know when they will be releasing Halo 2 Vista as well? That Robert. One's still unclear.
Isn't it May 19th?
It was on track for early summer, late spring, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I saw May 19th for Halo 2 Vista.
Really?
Could be like mixing up something else. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have July stuck in my head for some reason. Could be wrong.
But it's this year.
You know, I tried playing that game. I played it at CES.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to the console controls, the analog sticks. I couldn't play the game on mouse and keyboard anymore. And all I did in college was play Counter-Strike on mouse and keyboard. Wow. So luckily they had a 360 controller there for the PC version. I had to pick that up instead. I could not
do mouse
and keyboard
anymore.
What was it that was so difficult? I mean, was it just the pace of the game?
Yeah, I think so. But what's weird is that a few months later, I actually went back to Vegas for this Midway event, and I sat there and played new Unreal for like an hour or so on mouse and keyboard, and I was just fine. But for whatever reason, I couldn't do Halo on a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, Unreal is, you know, twitchy, you know, it's more based on you know, twitchy responses, whereas Halo is a little slower and
yeah, maybe that's
dude,
why.
That's like understatement of the century right there.
You know, maybe the mouse sensitivity is too high, and I'm sure there's some tweaking, you know.
Unreal gives me a seizure,
you know,
man.
I used to play CS on the PC, and that's the day I realized that I will never be good at Counter-Strike just because I was sitting on a 28.8K modem. So it's like before I spawned, I pretty much died again.
Yep, I remember them days, man. Playing Quake 2. And...
So my connection pretty much messed me up when it comes to PC shooters.
I always played on a T1 from my... I was lucky enough my college had a T1 line, so we always played on a T1.
So you had that advantage.
Yeah. Well, I was in a very poor college.
Everybody runs faster with a knife.
Well, hey, sorry to all the people that we couldn't get to your comments about the new maps. We are going to cover the new maps in excruciating detail, like I said, a little bit later on when we get to more of that. But right now it's just kind of first impressions, you know, what they've said so far. And so send stuff in later. We'll get to it, definitely.
Absolutely. All right, so we're going to go to the Xbox Elite. You know, the new Back in Black console, you know, HDMI, 120 gig hard drive, black controller, black console, new disk drive that is supposedly quieter, and
it is.
Oh, it is, right?
It is.
Yes.
So, as someone who has actually gotten his hands on the Elite, I mean, what was the first thing that stuck out besides the color? I mean, was there anything significant that would make someone buy the Elite who already owns a console, you know, a 360 console?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I think the Elite's a ripoff. All the Elite is, and I was telling someone this the other day, all the Elite is a precursor to the next Xbox. That's all it is.
Okay.
It's gonna be a bigger hard drive, and like I was even debating whether or not the new Xbox would even have a disk drive.
I have to agree on that one.
But I think that if you own a really sweet setup, like gaming setup, theater surround sound, and really gonna download a lot of the digital movies, then trade up for the Elite. Or if you don't have an Xbox yet, get the Elite. But if you already have a premium 360, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever to get an Elite. All it is like a money grab for Xbox right now. because the overprice of the hard drive and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I already know about that. So that's all it is right now. It's just, it's something to appease those people that have the deluxe setups and or people that don't have a 360 yet that want something a little bigger.
Yeah, so
and, it's a precursor to the next Xbox. That's all it is.
So it doesn't even have the new chipset, right? That you know, the 65 millimeter
nanometer,
or whatever.
Yeah.
That you know, supposed to run cooler and be smaller and cheaper. I mean, it doesn't even have that in there, right? It's just pretty much the same architecture right now.
Not sure about that one.
Yeah, a lot of people were.
That was the one thing that would. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say a lot of people were predicting that, you know, for the Xbox 360 Elite. Like when that started leaking, people were starting to say that, you know, that it would have that, it would have a bigger hard drive, it had HDMI. But there's really no mention of that, so it seems pretty, you know, it seems pretty conclusive, sort of, that it doesn't really have that going on. And I think that was.
I think that was
supposed to, you know,
really
make for a more stable 360. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really hold your breath on a bunch of new 360s or different versions of 360s coming out, because they're already starting development on the new one, and also something else that they're starting on. So I wouldn't hold my breath on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I mean, a lot of people got their hopes up, you know, with this, 65mm chip, you know, which was supposed to help out with the amount of 360s, which we'll get into a little later, you know, being sent back to Texas, you know, the repair center. And that was the reason why I was going to pick up an Elite. And then I heard that it didn't have it on, you know, it didn't have the new chipset. So my main worry was, you know, let's say my newly purchased Elite, 6 months down the line, I get the red lights, you know, what's going to happen when I send it back? Are they going to send me an old white one? Or are they going to send me, you know, a new Elite, you know? So, you know, unless they came up with a solution, because they never told us, you know, what's wrong with the 360s, you know, the ones that do go bad. I mean, I you know, like you, Rob, I just don't see a reason to pick one up unless you're going to buy one for the first time or get another one, you know what I mean? Or you got a, you know, sweet sound system.
Well, let's read what some of the people have to say here, and let's kind of go off that and see what we can go from there.
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to say anything.
No,
huh?
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, shut up, Andrew. Shut up. No, go ahead.
Okay.
Somebody
no.
Say something.
I agree with Rob when it comes to, you know, about the Black Xbox Elite. You know, it's like, what do you get? You know, what am I, as a consumer, going to get for an overpriced piece of hard drive, technically, you know? I don't have a high-definition TV setup. I have five-year-old computer speakers. And the only time my DVD drive makes any noise is when it's scratching my CDs. That's about it. You know, so I don't understand why I should, you know, pay extra.
Yeah.
For, you know, just a bit. Technically, I'll be just getting a bigger hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm going to purchase, you know. I'm just going to get the hard drive, and this way I don't have to worry about room in the future, because there's certain things that are going to come out. And but, I mean, if there's
well, yeah,
not
but
gonna
you're
a
movie buff, too, JVB.
Yeah,
you'll
exactly,
probably
so.
Download movies to your suite, you know, stuff, and I don't need to do that, you know.
Oh, yeah, well, we know why, but, you know. That's,
yeah, I'm poor. I'm not going to spend my money on downloading, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's personal preference, you know, whether you want to buy one or not. But there is
a lot of heat.
There's a lot of heat that's, you know, out there that people are complaining, you know, that early adopters got, you know, kind of left out with the new Elite and stuff like that. Yeah. And,
so,
you know, I can see where they kind of complain, I mean, but it's all about choice, so I mean, you know, nobody really has to buy it, but
the Elite is also, if you want to look at it, it's also kind of a pitiful excuse for Microsoft to try and compare themselves and or compete with the PlayStation 3 to say, oh, okay, here's our black console with a big hard drive and HDMI. There you
does
go.
Does it make me a racist because I like my white console?
Aww.
Yes.
Okay.
So do you feel that this is kind of a counter move to kind of like convince the consumer, hey, we
I think in a small way. I think in a small way it is. Okay. Although it's not even close to what the PS3 offers, but I think in some little way, I think it's a little jab at PS3.
Yeah, maybe
attempt.
I could imagine more towards the, and I'm not gonna, I don't mean this in a bad way, but to the non-educated gamer, casual gamer, who doesn't go on forums and reads every bit of information that's leaked out, or you know every detail about you know a console. You know they just see two systems that look alike. One is cheaper. Boom, let me pick it up. And maybe that's what they're going for, you know.
I think that casual consumer, though, knows the PlayStation brand more than they know the Xbox brand.
Yeah. Hmm. But then they see the price tag, and they're like, wait a minute, you know.
Well, I mean, who's going to casually buy a $500 system?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Dude, you know what? A casual gamer will most likely not hear this show either.
Usually when I spend $500, I kind of research a little bit what I'm going to be buying. I don't know. That's just me. Unless, I'm not Chad Warden, but, you know.
You know, but obviously people don't, because people still buy the PS3, which I don't understand at all. But the thing is, like, you know, you got you were talking about the PlayStation brand. Back in a little bit ago, a couple episodes ago on EGM, where they had the tomato on the PS3, and they had, you know, people talking smack about the PS3, and basically Sony's chance to redeem themselves. It was, I read that article, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of other people did too, and it was saying about how the guy in the article, he said, what is it that differentiates your console from the Xbox 360? Because obviously that's their main competition. So the guy goes, he basically says this long tirade, which condenses down to, we have the PlayStation brand, so you should spend a couple hundred extra dollars because of that. And I was what? You know, I'm paying a couple hundred dollars for a name, you know, and it's not even better. Yeah, I mean, as far as
that's what Xbox, you're paying that's what you're paying for the Wii, isn't it? It's just the name. Because at the end of the day, for both consoles that just launched, the Wii and the PlayStation, neither one of them have good games that warrant a purchase, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You're paying for the name and the faith that they will.
I don't know, dude. Hey, you know what? You know why I don't want to get the Wii? Because my wife will play it with me. That's it, period. My wife will not play the 360 with me. My wife will play the Wii with me. There you go.
Of course. You know, the Wii is more of a homey social console. And, you know, I'm like my husband on this one. I think PS3 is going to win the console war, but just by a little bit.
Wow. The Wii is a non-gaming device. That's all it is. It's a toy party game system. And it's an excellent USB charger.
Wow.
I hook up my PS3 controllers to it and my Zune. It's awesome.
Nice. Wow. That'll be a nice picture to put on a blog. You know, your Wii.
I don't know. I have to say, I actually play the Wii more than I play the 360.
Of course you do. Nah. I mean, that's what it's marketed for. I mean, not to like sexist.
Both me and my husband. Are you calling my husband a woman?
No. Yes.
Well, hey, we gotta get to some of these comments before we
childbearing.
Before we go off on
he
on
does
this
have childbearing hips. Not. All right, so Duffman 18, he says, the cool thing about it is that you buy a 120-gig hard drive. It comes with a cable and a port that will allow you to transfer everything on your old hard drive to the newer one. Also, I think the black looks awesome. Shout-outs this week go to Rec E. Keep on pounding nubs with wet towels. That was one thing I did want to mention was the it's supposed to come with a data transfer. Well, yeah, the wet towels, but that's for later. The data transfer cable supposedly is going to come with one, and there's been issues that weren't answered regarding that by anybody from Microsoft, like how well that's going to work and what exactly is going to be transferred from hard drive to hard drive, and if it's going to be you know, like, I heard, like, a wild rumor that once you use it, that's it, you know, for the transferring. You can't, like, use it on somebody else's or whatever. I don't know. So I'm wondering if any of you guys have heard anything about, you know, how exactly the transfer, data transfer is going to work.
Is it only exclusive for the
from
Xbox
the 360
Elite?
To the Elite?
Yeah, from
you can't use a memory card.
Well, from no, but people want to transfer like their old game saves and stuff, like from a 20 gig hard drive to a 120 gig hard.
I got the answer, actually. This is exclusive, by the way. This is the answer. Ready?
Yeah.
Don't buy an Elite. That's how you transfer. If you're worried about it, don't buy it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's gonna be, you know, very sought after when it comes out. I mean, I'm gonna buy one. But like Andrew said, I like to download the movies and episodes and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, I'm going to be one of the you know, the unfortunates is going to. Yeah, I mean, it looks cool, but.
You got that.
It's just because it's new. That's about it. If it was pink, you guys would be buying it, too.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
No.
Secretly, yes, but.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, so.
Well, we got one. Let's see. Angela, why don't you take the next one?
Pick one, anyone.
Okay, I know. I just want to.
Hurry up, hurry up. One.
I want to have something with wet towels, too.
Hurry.
Okay. The 360 is lit. I think the 360 is awesome. The new larger HDD, a new color scheme that doesn't pop off. And, My raid of things that would have that should have been in the 360 version 1. I also noticed the black color scheme are becoming more normal in most electronic devices. The PS, cell phones, consoles, computers, and all evolved from beige and white.
This is exciting. Hey, did you see what the Duffman said about transferring content?
No.
He said that the cool thing is if you buy the 120 gig hard drive, it comes with a cable that will allow you to transfer everything on your old drive to the newer one.
Yeah, that's the one I just read.
Yeah.
Why don't you just buy the cable?
What were you saying? So why are you saying what's the option?
No, there were rumors that you won't be able to transfer everything.
But if it goes through cable,
transferring
your saves?
That's what a lot of people were wondering about on some of the forums. I mean, Microsoft hasn't officially said anything yet, like exactly how it's going to work. And it was like a big.
I really don't think they're going to screw the customer like that, though, do you?
Yeah, hopefully not. You know, I doubt they will, but, you know.
Can we go back to the color schematics?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, I just.
That's fine. So, beige and white to black. Is that the trend? I don't know, because the Wii is white, and the PS was white. Well, it was grayish first,
yeah,
and then the
gray.
New version came out of the PS1, and it was white, and then they turned to black. So PS did it first.
No. Actually, the Sega Master System
was okay.
Black.
True,
yeah, but
true.
I'm talking about
no,
the
no,
largest
not,
consoles
I,
here.
I'm just talking to him, yeah.
I'm talking about the three largest consoles.
I'm sorry.
I guess Casey Smacker is saying the same thing I was saying. Elite 360, hell, just buy the bigger hard drive and don't waste your money. If you want a black Xbox 360, take the shell off and paint the damn thing.
which is true.
I still
That's
got
a good
the
idea.
Gears of War faceplate on mine from E3 last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those weren't them things like selling on eBay at one point?
Yeah, I know. I should have sold mine when I got it, but... I was so into Gears way before it came out that I was nerdy about it.
What about now?
I don't. I like Gears of War, but I don't think it was the best game last year. I don't think it was the best online game that everybody tries to make it out to be. I think Rainbow Six Vegas was by far a better online game, and I think Rainbow Six Vegas was a way better game than Gears of War, but. That's just me.
Yeah, I'm actually glad to see that Rainbow Six Vegas went a little bit back to
the old
Rainbow Six style. I mean, Lockout was just a tragedy.
Rockout. Yeah, and, you know, now that we've heard that, now it gives Mojai more reason to go out and buy it. All right, so I'm going to take Merc Savage. He goes, last thing, the 360 Elite is awesome, but I don't want to pay for another 360 just to get a bigger hard drive. And even if I just bought the hard drive, I wouldn't want to re-download everything again. The black console, control, etc. is awesome, and it would look better with Gears of, with my Gears of War faceplate. Oh, look at that. This is similar to the Green Halo Edition Xbox that he had, because having something different is cool. Then he goes, shout out to S.O. Sinful, S.O. Eccentric, Mark Schenk. And, yeah. So he goes, keep on ripping cheese, babamming, and slapping towels. Well, towel slapping.
Okay, seriously, what's up with Halo players and slapping towels and wet towels? I mean, come on.
Oh, it's a tradition.
To one of the episodes with Oopy.
It's like the Skulls, you know, right. We could tell you, we'd have to kill you.
Okay, soccer practice.
Remind me to bring a towel for PAX.
It's all about soccer practice. Hey, Anna, go to YouTube, type in soccer practice in the search, and you'll have your answer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Well, I definitely got to see that one.
Wow.
I don't know. Is it a video containing JVB?
No. It'll explain the Halo, or explain the Halo towel with him.
Oh.
Well, let's move on to Xbox support, because we got new Xbox support stuff coming up now. We got
near and dear to Andrew.
Yeah, so Xbox finally has acknowledged that they've had support issues, which is fantastic. I really appreciate they've done that, because, you know, other companies have not necessarily, you know, acknowledged when they have issues. You know, Xbox is basically saying, okay, well, we've had problems, so here's what we're going to do, you know? They said they're basically, you know, sending someone in to be the support champion, so to speak, which is kind of like the overseer to make sure stuff gets done, you know? And, you know, they're also paying for shipping, as far as, like, if you have a problem with your 360, they're sending you a prepaid box to send it back, which I'm still waiting for mine anytime now.
Me too.
Oh, I got mine yesterday.
It's Saturday.
Ah.
Oh, lucky. I suck. Hey, Drew. So, yeah.
Well, no, see.
It's a good thing, you know, the Halo 2 masks haven't come out, because I really would have been crying like a baby.
Yeah, really bad.
See, that's the thing with Xbox support. I don't know. I seriously don't know. They're still trying to convince my husband to pay for the box that they ship.
Well, I mean, you know, Liquid Life's history and
No, I think that's honestly, I think that's in the past. I mean, I think they used to, you know, to try to stick to that system as anyway to, you know, to have people pay for their own shipping for the Xbox.
You want to know why they changed?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
You want to really know why they changed?
Yeah,
kangaroos.
And we're working on something on Destructoid to talk about this, but I'll tell you a little bit about it now.
Okay.
This red light problem is a huge problem. And it's bigger than you think. It's bigger than what Microsoft is saying. It's bigger than whatever even preconception you have in your head. Mm-hmm. The percentage of people having problems with their 360s is an enormous problem. And Microsoft won't release the details because they know how much of a problem it is. And that's why they've changed their policy recently.
Yeah.
To try and like sort of put down the flames before they really start up. And we're kind of working right now, even with some people behind the scenes, on locking down some facts and some honest feedback on what exactly is going on. But don't be fooled. I mean, it's good that they're doing it and they're giving it to you for free and they updated their policy. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is because this red light problem is huge. I've never had a problem personally. I have a pre-launch unit and I've never had one issue whatsoever.
Wow.
But
lucky you.
We're doing internal polls and we're doing a lot of things to find out exactly what's going on, and it is a huge, huge problem.
Okay, for the record, right now we have what? JVB, yours is at Microsoft on the way, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's on its way.
Okay, Captain Crunk just got his back. He had a broken one, and he got a replacement, and it was dead in arrival. Okay, we know this from the last show, by the way.
That's the thing.
Mine just broke last week. I just requested a box. I haven't got it yet. Andrew, Liquilife's is on the way, right?
Mine broke 3 weeks ago.
It is a problem.
This is a total coincidence right now.
Three times, and he got two dead on arrival, and one actually scratched his CDs.
Oh, the official Microsoft response was like 3%, right?
Right.
Yeah, I remember that.
We think it's at least 30%, if not higher.
Yeah.
When you look at like games that come out, especially like EA games or some other like PC games or even console games that have issues, right. You know, sometimes you'll hear about these issues, but you never had an issue yourself. This is like one of the first times where there's actually a widespread problem, and I know people that have this problem, and not just one or two, but a lot. And sounds like the same is going on for you guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It is a huge, huge problem that Microsoft is doing a tremendous job in quieting. For whatever reason, it's not really being talked about a whole lot out there because Microsoft, I guess, is doing a good job in making sure they get systems back to people.
Yeah, and they're doing is they're getting refurbished systems out to people, and that's a little unfair because you're now kind of sweating, you know,
right.
Even though you're sweating whether you're going to get a refurb that's bad. And I even joked around with my wife, and I said, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if I get back the one I bought during launch, you know, because when that one went bad, I got a refurb, and you know now there's going to be number three.
Yeah, but here is the biggest issue actually. That's pretty interesting. I've been hanging around Xbox forums, and everybody are so freaking excited about them extending the warranty up to a year. And you know, and they're all saying, yeah, we should be happy about it. And I'm
why would you be happy about that?
I'm not going to be happy. I told them this, that okay, fine. So I'll keep sending my Xbox back and in, you know, and it will go into refurbishment. I'll get a refurbished. I'll get one that's dead. And sure, they will give me another year of doing that. So they'll be having a whole new year of sending me broken Xboxes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so I should be happy about that. Oh, hooray.
Right.
I haven't, my husband hasn't been hooray. Able to be active, you know, in the gaming, with his gaming for a couple of months now because of this. Because his Xbox always goes in, you know, and he gets back one that's worse than the one before.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, Robert, you echoed my thoughts because, hey, I'm an Xbox MVP, so I mean, obviously, I've done things within the community to, you know, regarding the Xbox Live and everything, so I'm what you consider, you know, a fanboy. I'm not gonna lie, but you know, it's frustrating that you know, this system, you know. I mean, I don't know if it's the architecture that, you know, went wrong or you know, design flaw. I mean, there's been no solid answers. You know, there's been no reasons why.
There's been nothing.
Yeah, like, and like you said, they've been smooth about, you know.
There's not even an acknowledgement of like, hey, we understand. And what's weird is that Microsoft is usually pretty good about that stuff. Like, if there's a problem, they're usually pretty good about coming out and saying, okay, yeah, we know there's a problem. We're working on it.
Yeah,
but I think this is such a serious problem. They're not even like, you know, it's serious because they're not acknowledging it and they're not saying, hey, we know it's a problem. We're going to work on it. It's like, I think it's a really big deal. And hopefully they get it straightened out because I think Microsoft does really good work and I think they do really good work within the gaming community. And I hate to see them get a bad reputation or people start to turn on them for it. So,
because I mean, I met one dude who's on his seventh Xbox.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That never happened.
Not even with the PS1, where you had to turn it upside down just to go.
Never happens to the NES.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how long have we been doing this? This kind of stuff never happens.
And what it does, eventually, no matter how big of a fan you are, eventually you get discouraged, and you go, you know what? I'm just going to trade it in, and go with a PS3 or a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to one day wake up and get red lights again. And, you know, it's going to happen. And, you know, I mean, they finally can compete with Nintendo and with Sony. And now that they're legitimate, you know, in the gaming world, now they're, you know, little by little, people are starting to, like, smirk, you know, like, oh, man, look, you know, their pride and joy doesn't even work, you know.
Right.
Yeah, hopefully they get it worked out. I mean, I think that they will. and it'll be a silent thing. You know, I had a problem with my Zune for a long time. I have a Zune, and it was always skipping, and I found out it wasn't the actual player. It was the
software.
It was the files. I realized it was this actual Zune software, and then they recently released like a patch for it, and it completely fixed the skipping issue.
Oh wow!
So I mean, I have faith that Microsoft definitely knows about it, and they're working on a problem. I just hope that they can get it fixed before, it, like you said, it turns into something where even the fanboys start to turn on Microsoft.
Yeah, because imagine, just imagine if, I mean, the Dreamcast, you know, went obsolete, but imagine if the Dreamcast would have come out the door with these type of problems. It would have died out even quicker. I mean, it just, I mean, obviously they died out because of financial issues, but man, you know, that would have just killed them right there. So, I mean...
Well, imagine if the PS3 had these problems.
I mean,
luckily for Sony and the PS3, that's an actual solid console. It doesn't really have any issues like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if it had those kind of problems, it'd be...
They'd be dead in the water right now,
But Microsoft's been able to skate along because, you know, they've been around a little longer, so they have better games, and everybody's kind of focused on hating on the PS3, or they're focused on the selling out. I mean, they're kind of sliding by right now. But there's going to be a time when they're not going to be able to slide by anymore. So.
Especially when the PS3 Home comes out.
Little Big Planet, PS Home, when Metal Gear Solid comes out. I mean, Final Fantasy. I mean, when all those big PS3 things start hitting before Halo 3 stuff. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, just imagine.
Yeah, Halo I'll be 3, like, adios.
Halo 3 you won't finally see me comes again. Out. Halo 3 finally comes out. And boom, you get the red lights. I mean, how disappointing would that be? You're waiting for, you know, one of the biggest sequels to a game, you know, and probably gaming history.
Yeah, and, I know, especially since you got a beta.
Right. Yeah, I mean, wow. I mean, that would really, you know, break a lot of people's heart. Who
can I have your
been
beta?
Waiting? Nah, master beta. Who have been waiting patiently, you know, to before they get a reason to jump from Xbox One to 360, then imagine you finally do it.
And you get the red lights.
You know?
Yeah, dude. I mean, some people are telling me, like, you know, aren't you worried that the Halo 3 beta is coming out and your 360 is dead? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not the only one. And besides, I got the, fortunately, I kept my Xbox One so that now when the Halo 2 maps, I can play that and everything. And hopefully I'll get my freaking box soon so I can send that in and get a new one. But, you know, it's definitely a problem, and, you know, hopefully, I mean, I'm sure Microsoft knows that it's going on, obviously, and hopefully they're, you know, I would think they're actually doing something about it, or at least they're, you know, they're setting up talks to make plans and get the whole thing worked out and all that, but, you know, hopefully all their freaking red tape for such being a gigantic company and everything is not going to get in the way, and, you know, like it does with the Xbox Live Arcade, for instance, and, you know, hopefully they'll get things done and get it fixed and get new consoles out to people that actually work. So,
exactly. Now, Robert, when this what is it? Is it going to be a feature? Is it going to be like in a podcast? Or is it going to be put up at destructoid.com? I mean, when can we expect?
It's just something that someone else and I are working on right now. It's just like it's nothing may ever come out. Okay. If we can't lock down an official behind the scenes that wants to talk, even if they talk as an anonymous source,
right?
But it's something we're currently working on. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Okay.
But we may always reference that kind of stuff in podcasts or even on the site and stuff like that. But we'd like to put up a feature or story about it, like recognizing it. But we just want to make sure that we do it right. I mean, that's one of the things with Destructoid. We may call out a lot of people, but we don't call them out just for the sake of calling them out. Like, we definitely want to make sure things are set and straight and everything.
Yeah, you have all your info to back you up and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm not going to bash
them. Little robot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Robot head.
It's so freaking cute.
But Bam the Grunt, he says that I can't say much on this issue, having not had to go through MS for 360 repairs yet. Although I do believe that this will be great improvement on their old system, and will get gamers their consoles fixed, sent back in much faster fashion. so they can get back to their gaming. And they were sending you next day packages, as a matter of fact, and allowing you to also send it back next day as well. So this is not new. It's just something that they reactivated because, I mean, the numbers, have grown. It's been disturbing how many people I speak to, and they're like, yeah, my 360 is acting up and stuff. So, no, this is not new. But, hey, there's a reason they're doing it, There's definitely a reason why they're going to
be. And they also have a CD replacement program.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And,
told me about that.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, Killazilla said something on that, actually. He said, okay, well, first of all, to give you some background, it's the... if you have a problem with a disc that Microsoft has published, they have a disc replacement system where it costs $20 and you can send in the disc and they'll send you a new one. And Killazilla said, I think the disc replacement is a ripoff. It costs $20. It's only for first-party games, Gears of War, Halo 3, etc. A better alternative is EB Games. When you buy a game, then you can purchase a one-year plan on your disc for $3. If your game ever stops working, or in my case, you get a bootleg copy. Nice. You can just take it in. Okay. Yeah. His name is Killazilla, everyone. Killazilla. Write that down. We'll check on him. Most of the time.
Killazilla.
Yeah. He said most of the time they don't even check it. They'll just give you a new one. A more devious thing. Dude, I don't want to know a more devious thing you can do.
Nah. He brings up a good point because, like Vicious696 from gamer.com, he told me that he bought two Xbox 360s, right?
Mm-hmm.
One he actually got at the 0 hour, and he had to send them back. He got refurbished ones, so he decided that he was from now on going to go to Costco and, handle his business there. He bought one from Costco. They have a policy where you can return it as long as you got the receipt, for its lifetime. So he said if anything ever goes bad, he'll just do that. So for those who are going to buy a 360 for the first time, you might want to, hate to say this, you might want to get the warranty at an EB or whatever.
You might want to buy a PS3.
Nah.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. Why would people have to go through the hoops? That's ridiculous. I don't want to have to go to Costco because their return policy is better.
I don't even know what Costco is.
No,
Costco's like
Sam's Club.
Walmart. Yeah, of Sam's Club. So it's like, that's ridiculous. Come on.
Yeah, good point. I mean, we don't need to go through all that, but unfortunately we are right now.
So technically, Xbox scratched Splinter Cell CD, so I can't get my money back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought that maybe Liquid Life would be able to do that, but I didn't realize that it was first-party games only.
Oh, he's going to be.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be mad. Forget it.
How did scratch your disc? Do you have your Xbox vertical or horizontal?
She has a vertical.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, I told her that, too. Yeah.
I mean...
It was widely, documented that vertical, there's more of a chance of it getting scratched.
Obviously not that well documented, because we didn't know.
Well, when that first year, that's pretty much all everyone talked about was Sally. If you have it vertical, it's going to get scratched.
And Llama, I believe it was llamas.com, they did a video where they moved it a little bit while it was playing Quake 4, and all you heard was grinding noise, and then they took the disc out. I mean, they came up with a fix for it, and I don't know if Microsoft caught on to that and actually, I mean, it was like a few pieces of rubber, to prevent a lot of movement. But regardless, like you said, we shouldn't be having it. Yeah, it lights up green. Sometimes you get the red lights, too.
Uh-huh.
Which is
bad. I know,
but
this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the message I can send out to potentially new buyers is,
buy Costco.
The system, I mean, get a warranty. Stay away from
Costco
customer
or
service because you're gonna get a refurb, and they did tell me the refurbished consoles tested for 12 hours straight, blah blah blah. But you don't want somebody, it's like going out and buying a used pair of socks. You don't want somebody else's, you know, junk.
Used pair of socks.
I've done that, but
you know, I bet them.
Like last three times, somebody used pair of socks.
Socks.
Yeah.
Probably got your Xbox, JVP.
But no, I mean, when the system, my message to these, potential buyers, when the system is working, it's absolutely great. You know, you're gonna join a huge community. Mm-hmm. You're gonna, have a lot of variety and functions that you've never experienced before. And right.
Persistent friends list,
is,
constant voice.
It's
over
a great console. 360 is a great console. It just sucks that people are having to go through this.
Yes,
absolutely sucks.
Mm-hmm. Just be aware of that. So
true. Anyway. Well, hey, let's wrap it up here. By the way, we got the Halo 3 beta contest. If you want to get a free copy of Crackdown and access to the Halo 3 beta, we've got a way for you to get in. Just call our listener voicemail, 206-888-HALO, and imitate three jokes from Podtacular and your best fake voices of the people that said it. In a few weeks...
You guys want a short exclusive?
Yeah.
Halo 3 Alpha was just sent.
Alpha?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean sent? Sent to...
That's all I'm saying. Sent out.
Okay.
Cool. There you go. You heard it
here
first.
I'm curious.
I don't know what we heard first, but we just heard it first. All right.
Have we gotten anybody to say these jokes yet? I mean, I remember you.
Oh yeah,
us,
dude. Yeah, we got plenty.
Just saying die all the time, but
we got
heard
plenty.
Anything.
We got plenty.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some entrance definitely. Cool. Yeah, but. In a few weeks, basically at the next Halo 3 show, we're going to draw a random winner or a winner of our choice from the people that call in their three jokes. If you win, we'll mention your gamer tag in the show, and you can email us your contact info. Contest starts 2 weeks ago, so get it in.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Awesome. Yeah, hurry up, because beta, you still got a little bit of time, but as you heard it here first, the alpha has been sent out.
So. To where? We don't know, but it's sent out.
Also, send in your comments, etc. to podtacular.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye out on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
Yeah, and you can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Collins show about once a month, so send one in now.
Yes. And make sure you check us out at podtacular.com, where while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz going on about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, and the new Halo 2 maps, amongst other things. And speaking of the forums, I do want to say I'm sorry to those guys who I played the April Fool's joke on.
Oh my god.
That was a bad joke, and I do apologize. But I mean, I was shocked at the responses that I got, and I do thank those people for those responses, and I'm sorry that I had to play around with some of you guys' emotions, and I'll never do it again.
So tell them what you did, dude.
A bad joke. All right, real quick, before I left town Friday, I said, let me play a little practical joke. I put something down saying that Sony contacted me and they wanted me to be their version of Major Nelson, and they wanted me to join a team of other Xbox members. To help their version of live get off the ground, and I think the thing that pissed everybody off was when I said that they didn't want me to do the show anymore because it was a Microsoft product. And people are still responding to this. It has over 3,000 views and almost 300 replies. And it's funny because now I can laugh because, people forgave me for it, but there's people that didn't, read throughout, all the responses.
Yeah.
So they're now responding like, damn, make the right choice. We don't want to see you leave.
I was trying to help you there. You called me about it. You gotta write something to throw them off a little bit.
Yeah, I felt bad. I was at Fumo Jai's house, and I'm like, dude, man, sorry.
And
the best is when Nelson from AchievementJunkies.com, he calls me up. He goes, "Hey, Mr. Sony employee," and I'm like, "Hey, what's up?" He goes, one of my listeners IM'd me and said, "Oh my God, JVB from Podtacular is gonna work for Sony," and I'm like, "Get out of here!" And he went bullcrap about this, so that was funny stuff. Man. Sorry.
Nice. Well, yeah, that's all nice. Over and done with finally.
Yeah, thank God.
But yeah, thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, which comes every month, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you.
And check out the other shows on the Gamercast Network at GamercastNetwork.com. There you will listen to great shows such as Gamertech Radio, Uncle Gamer, and Video Game Show. So make sure you go check out our affiliates who are hard at work.
Yeah, for sure. So, hey, Robert, welcome. Thanks for coming to the show, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and tell us about your podcast. I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you participate in it much? I mean,
yeah. No, I'm usually on it. We try to do it once a week, but sometimes we're either too busy or we have technical issues or sometimes we're too drunk and we can't actually put it out there.
Man, that sounds like a great podcast. Can I join?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, you can actually go to www.podtoy.com. And we have like a separate website for it if you want to download episodes. I recommend episode 18. That was probably one of our finest hours. And then episode 2, I think I was completely out of it and went off on Oblivion level scaling and how much I hated it.
Oblivion crap, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got that going on. Just go to the site and snoop around and you'll probably enjoy it. We have forums as well. If people want to get involved with that. And we also have a Ventrilo server. People want to just talk to other gamers. And
The site's huge, man. And cool. I mean, there's a lot of, like, I roam the forums every once in a while, and I've, you know, introduced myself there and everything. And there's a lot of well-educated gamers there. And, you know, I mean, Ron told me how it all started. And it's just amazing how it's grown. I mean.
Yep. It's pretty unbelievable. Just doesn't happen.
Well, hey, we're pressed for time, so thanks for being on the show, man. Appreciate it. And Destructoid.com, right?
Yeah.
As well as
Destructoid.com.
Cool.
And once again, thank you, Anjo.
Hey, I'm just happy you guys are paying me any attention.
Of course we do.
All said.
Of course we do. And don't forget to visit Anjo Art and look at the great work that Anjo does. And, I mean, we're all familiar with that. Of course, you know, the Community Awards little comic strip she did there of me and Fumo. So, I mean, make sure, you know, you go there and give your support.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll keep on fragging trucks.
Keep
and
on
kangaroos.
Whipping towels. Yeah, keep on whipping kangaroos with towels.
Wet towels.
Wet towels, yeah.
You gotta be specific. What are you supposed to pour in them to get them wet?
That's, you know.
Oh boy.
There's only one thing left to say.
Well, it's not like Vista's bad. It's just that like all the programs haven't caught up to it.
Oh, okay.
All the, like, yeah, so like nothing works.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a new Richard Simms video.
Nothing works.
Not that I bought it, but you know.
Still alive.
Of course not.
Well, hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of PodTacker, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
What?
So, dude, I gotta get my cat out of here. Hang on a sec. He's yeah, meowing. He's gonna be like, meow.
It's in heat and everything. We don't want to do that. No.
His cat works so hard. Boy, the Fumo.
He's a cute tip.
He's as big as a sumo.
What?
No, I'm just thinking. Don't mind me.
Alright, duly noted.
See, I should take over with Tackler because I noticed that first.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you doing that.
Nah.
I mean, taking over PodTacker, that is, of course.
Every show is going to be about wet towels and Master Chief. See, I'm trying
to
behave.
Soldier.
GamerCastNetwork.com